reason why it had to be paid surrounded by Thursday is because on Monday, the Constitutional Court is meeting to decide when the petition withdrawal, which was done by MDCT. It is a constitutional responsibility to make sure that Tsvangirai comes formally to the court to withdraw the petition. It cannot be done just by making a verbal statement or their lawyer just saying we are withdrawn. He has to appear in court. That is the requirement of the constitution. So Monday is going to be the day that the court is going to decide. Once we decide, then we have 48 hours during which the president has to be sworn in. So it's quite correct that it will be Thursday.
But is there any arrangement for your party or the government to invite dignitaries from other countries if the swearing-in is on Thursday? Is it not too short a notice?
No, not necessarily. I don't think so. I think we have probably about 2 or 3 days to invite the heads of state and so on. Generally, most of them are from the SADC region. I think being given, let's say, more than 48 hours is reasonable.
And the withdrawal of Mr. Tsvangirai's petition, what does that mean towards the swearing-in of President Mugabe?
All it means is that the road has been cleared now. The president will be sworn in. The court's role or responsibility is merely formalizing what has been agreed. SADC has held this summit, and SADC congratulated the president that the elections were done in a peaceful, free, fair, and a credible manner. So what has remained is to impose the president.